From Chicago, it's another big hour where Chicago comes to talk on the Big 89. WLS.
And it's Wendy Snyder here.
Maura Miles here on the Big 89 WLS. I love the song 100 Years. Because you know what? You get to be 40 and sometimes you think, am I almost done? Am I halfway through this?
Who thinks that?
People?
I don't. My life is just beginning.
Well, see, now you're glass half full about it. But, you know, and I am too, but I had days when I wasn't. You know, I got to be 38, 39. Like, uh-oh, we're getting to be a third to a half of the way through this mess.
Boy, you are really a downer. You really are.
I'm not in general. I'm just being honest. And I think a lot of people think that way.
See, I don't at all. And normally you are so effervescent and half full. I can't believe you're doing this.
I think you've got to make the most of your time.
Oh, enter Terry Lee Ryan. Please save her.
I'm not sure I can.
I know. That's a terrible way.
I'm so sorry, but I will try to enlighten you a little bit about.
Well, I don't feel 40. That way anymore, but I think, thank you, because I think the folks who do, because there are 591-8900, there are like two of you, right?
I don't think so.
You know, statistically, the age group, there's about 79 million people between that are turning 40 here by 2010.
So we're getting more 40-somethings.
So we're getting more 40-somethings. So
and I love
huge
it.
I've, age group.
I got to tell you, I mean, during my 20s, I partied a lot. I had fun. During, you know, I started in radio and I was 23 years old. So I gave up all my social years to radio. And then in the 30s, mid to late, I got married, started having kids.
Now so you sort of give that up, too, for a little bit.
Yeah, it's all a stepping stone. And now my kids are, you know, 6 and 9, they're getting a little more independent, and mommy and daddy are starting to have some fun now.
Like, hey, I remember you. You're kind of cute, you know?
I'm 46. I'm proud
to
say
it. You know who your husband is now.
That's very funny.
Yeah, and I'm 41, and for me, it's all new, but it happened to coincide with things like divorce, selling the house, dad died, all that stuff. It's the midlife crisis for women, at least, that people don't talk about. A lot of stuff going on. You got older relatives you're taking care of, kids you're taking care of, and it's a whammy point, I think.
It's a beginning.
It's a wake-up.
I think it's a wake-up call. The essence.
Let me pour you some wine. I want to hear about this.
The essence of the book really started with...
And life is one big to-do list.
And it started with, you know, running around trying to manage, you know, manage all the things we manage. We manage our parents, our husband.
It's a lot.
Family, work, aging. You know, it takes longer to get ready.
It does. All right, I'll give you that.
I'm glad you said that.
I mean, I really hate it. You know, I have to put a lot more makeup on than I used to, you know. So I'm not thrilled about it. And
look at you. I
know, you look dynamite.
But okay.
But yeah, it's a good bronzer.
That's the thing I learned at 40. That's one of them.
Bronzer. Lots of bronzer and good cover. Good cover. But I realized I was dropping ashtrays at warp speed on my granite floor in my counter, breaking them, dropping crystal vases, dropping a mirror that I had that it was down to a mirror because the actual handle of it had broken like 3-4 months ago, and I never had time to go buy a new one.
But you mean there's
one.
Like a klutzy thing that's happening?
Yeah, well, you know, I decided it was because, it was klutzy and almost hit my cat with the ashtray. And I stopped and I thought, where am I rushing to? Life is one big to-do list that we keep doing.
Sing it.
And I said, you know, this is a time I stop back and I've been writing, I've written other books and I sat back and I said, I've got to write this book. This is a book that says we need to take time in our life. And it's managing your to-do list. It doesn't go away.
No, it's never going to go away.
It's getting that clarity of a moment.
But how can we work smarter, not harder? Right. And you
seem
to address that.
And then remembering, learning how to say no.
I learned in my 40s.
No. You learn in your 40s, and it takes you a long time to say no because we're trying to keep it all. Women tend to be the caretakers. We want to take care of our husband. We want to take care of our kids. We want to take care of our family. We want to be there for our friends. You know, and we get overcommitted, and we reach a point where we just can't keep up. And part of the book was stating that we need to really just start paying attention to what we're doing. Just pay attention. Because 40 really is, to me, the beginning of middle age. It is the beginning where we have gone through, as you said earlier, going through our 20s when we were trying to, you know, get a career. You know, right. I always say,
you're hustling every minute.
You know, you're hustling. I mean, I started in radio.
Yeah. So
I started as a radio reporter, you know, and I lasted and then started selling radio time in Chicago. And
so you went down the money route.
Oh, and I got fired three times in 18 months because stations kept getting bought, you know, and got out of it. But
it's an intense thing.
It's an intense thing. And then I was married and I got married at 27. And I thought, oh, I waited long enough. I know what I'm doing. I had a career. I was from radio to real estate. And then I got married at 27 and divorced at 32.
Weren't ready. Wasn't the right guy.
Wasn't right. So I went through all of that. And then, you know, about there's an epiphany, around 40. And I say, you know, after 40. But there's this, am I having kids? Am I not having kids? Can I still have kids? Do I still want
kids? Do I want to? Right.
Do I want to have kids? Stuff. I mean, forget it. Right. You know, you can have kids probably to 50.
Well, did you also have this thing? There's also this moment where you look in the mirror and go, is this my body? Is this how I want to look? Is this how I want to present? Is this how I feel?
Right.
Is this who does this match what's on the inside?
Right.
That was a big one for me.
Huge.
Because I'm 28 on the inside.
Well, me too. And when you're the first time you're in the dressing room, at Nordstrom's, and you turn around and you see the fluorescent lights and you see the cellulite on the back of your thighs. Mm-hmm. That's, as I say, growing faster than a virus.
Have you read my book? Every Woman Has Cellulite. Because I think it's a bestseller. Terry Lee Ryan in the studio with us today. Life is one big to-do list, a woman's life after 40.
Yeah.
I will tell you one thing. My kids were on spring break this week, and it's at the end of the week, and I'm getting ready to go to work, and they're like, Mom, I had a good week with you. I know we didn't do much, but boy, you were nicer. You know why? Because I had no time restraints. I didn't have to rush to get them somewhere. They didn't have to get up and out the door. I know what you mean, the to-do list.
It is, and it's an autopilot. What I'm saying, and this book is a fun read. It's very fun.
Yeah, it is. I like the whole part about am I adopted?
It's like, you know, who killed the Stairmaster? You know, do we ever get, you know, is divorce ever final? I must be adopted. You know,
great.
They're a typical day, and you know, and so as my people that have read it have said, you know, your stories are my stories, and
that's what I was just going to say. Everybody's
shared those stories.
Has said, I hear me in there. I feel this.
And it may not be exactly, but going through divorce or dating, you know, I said, is it lust or love, or you know, dating the wrong guy, or friendships.
But
I call it the friendship mystique, you know, because our friends are not the same as our
friends.
Would
you have to agree, though? It's an active choice. You actively choose. Do I want lust? Do I want love?
That's right.
Which friends do I really want to hang on to? And which can I say, you were great, and I'll always think well of you, and maybe we'll see each other in the future, but
maybe
let's not
we need to let
right
go.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as in our 20s. No, but, you know, in our 20s, you had, as I said, I would give my vodka-soaked blood to my girlfriends on a moment's notice. You know, I ran down the street in my stilettos trying to save my girlfriend from sleeping with the guy because she always slept with the wrong guy.
Anyway.
And I caught him with another girl and I ran up and I running six blocks and I run up to the house and I trip and I fall and I sprain my ankle and he's already there having sex with her.
What a waste of a good pair of shoes.
and an ankle.
Yeah, what about the ankle?
Right, sorry, you know? No disrespect. You know, but if you're taking notes as we go along here with Terry Lee Ryan, who has brought us Life is One Big To-Do List, A Woman's Life After 40, but it's actually a very joyful thing, then you would know that the number one thing that she first came across as a realization was bronzer. The next is say no. And we've also learned choose wisely.
Right.
I mean, and these are just some of the tidbits.
That's right.
All right. When I turned 40, I got my first bikini wax.
Ah, me too.
And I will never go back. I don't know how I've lived that long without it.
Are you kidding me? We both like menage a trois and we both did it. Oh, come
on.
Is this like a common feature of the turning 40 thing? You start to get like, hey, I think I'm going to try some things.
And I got a tattoo in my 40s for the first time.
Well, that's been on my mind a little bit. You know, I don't know, but
I got one on my ankle.
You know, and then
it's kind of like, what are we saving this for?
Well,
that is true.
You're right. We're trying to keep our body perfectly, you know, it's like I said, perfectly smooth without any kind of, you know, deface. You know,
right. But I went to wine country. I thought, I need to go see that. I don't want to die without doing some of these things. Right. And we did the new bras together.
Oh, I did get new bras. I got fitted and now all I do is spend my money on like sexy lingerie. I never did that before.
And red wine.
It's changed my life.
Right. It has.
But
really?
Are these uncommon things, Terry?
These are common. I think, you know, bras should fit because what happens is our breasts are, my motto is to keep my stomach smaller than my breasts.
Oh, God.
Okay. So
it's a struggle.
It's a struggle, but I've learned if you get that big blue ball, okay, that rubber ball.
Yeah, the exercise ball. Calm down.
The exercise ball, and you do a lot of sit-ups, at least 3 times a week.
Okay. It's all about your core.
It's all about your core. So you keep that core going, you do those exercises.
I started taking karate in my 40s,
she did.
Too. Like,
that's
all these
good.
Things like that.
Be careful, though.
Finally, for me.
Don't let them hit your nose. I got my nose hit when I was doing karate in my 20s. Yeah.
I see a lot of people at work sitting on this big ball at their desk.
Balls.
Yeah, well, that... Where,
no, I do.
Here.
Where are
here?
You the most?
Well,
yeah,
here,
Roma
I
used
work in
to
a couple
do
of,
it.
Yeah, a couple different places.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is very important. So the exercise is important. And, you know, I used to do the Stairmaster. Mm. And my husband said I started getting, like, tree trunk legs because it was working on the lower part of my calves.
He's a romantic,
the top.
He?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he tells it like
But
it
you
is.
Decided to get married again. So, I mean, it's and that takes courage.
But now, wait, that was helpful in the long run.
It was. But he didn't tell me until after I got off of it. Oh. And he kept saying to me, "You want to use why don't you try the recumbent bike. Let's try the bike. Let's
what about the elliptical?
I did that for a while.
That's easy on the
but
knees.
But that's like, it's easy on the knees, but it doesn't go fast enough for me.
Mm.
You know, I want a little more like action. You know, it's like too calming.
You can go faster. Pump those arms. That's what I do.
You fall asleep on the elliptical and go, hey, Terry,
I got a
here.
Knee replacement at 40. A
oh,
brand new
not
titanium
the most
knee.
Glamorous thing I'm
well,
thinking.
Well, I can
but,
use it
but
now.
Now you can walk.
Now, have you had any changes in your hormones where you've got any palpitations or your first hot flash?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me share this with the listening audience, and every guy listening is going to go, oh, crap.
Oh, great.
Perimenopause kicking in.
Right.
I'm 46.
Here
it's hot flashes are starting to happen. It's not really there yet.
Right.
It's different for everybody, but yeah, you don't
know
when it's going
to hit. You only have
hit.
Another 15 years, and you're good to go. So you spend most of your life as a woman.
You guys are
you
so bitter.
You finally figure it out when you turn
really.
40.
Go
then
have
you
coffee
go into
together.
Perimenopause, and then you go to full menopause, and then you're 60, and you have very, you know, your options start getting
I don't know if it's a bitter thing. I think it's that you just kind of grasp a reality and go, you know what? I'm going to make the best of this.
I'm having
I'm
more
fun
now.
With it.
Hormonally, I am more in tune now than I ever was.
Right.
Yeah, I think you feel like you've taken in a lot of stuff and you can make some wise choices.
Oh, you know.
And you can move forward,
you
really,
can.
More
and
productively.
There's options out there. I mean, but you can take a vitamin for hot flashes and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah,
but
I think you start
I just make it work for me. When I'm having a hot flash, honey,
right.
come here, let's get hotter.
But it does tie into, I think that will stop you as a woman and say, oh, little time out here when you're doing your stuff and you have a heart palpitation, which is really my worst. I thought I was having a heart attack. I was about 44 and I had a heart palpitation.
Like
I thought,
an anxiety
yeah,
attack?
Well, it was like... Oh, the hormone's something changing.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Just this, you know, a
different
heart
rhythm.
Palpitation, different rhythm. Never had that before. And I thought, I'm going to have a heart attack. And I laid down on the bed. And
well,
I
and
thought,
guys are having this stuff, too. Guys are having an equivalent thing. I've talked to a bunch of friends who,
right.
Guys who are like, 47-ish.
Oh, they have it so easy, Maura. Don't defend them.
Well, this
them.
Is true.
We're talking our
there
hardships
are no
right
masculine
now.
Napkins. I'll just say that.
No. But I mean.
Man ponds? They're
but
not there.
I would say maybe it boils down to this, and I want to know, Terry Lee Ryan, if you think this is the case. You want to think, how do I want to be remembered? Is part of it.
That is a very excellent point. Not only do I how I want to be remembered, but how do I want to remember my own life?
And what can I give?
And what can I
give?
When I look, what you want to do is not waste these years. All I'm saying, and really the essence of my book is to laugh and to commiserate about mutual experiences
with a laugh.
In the book with a yeah. laugh because and it's written for busy women, which means it's written in small paragraphs.
This is digestible.
Right.
This is
so
digestible.
It's about 17, 18 chapters, and there's like 4 or 5. Chapters within the chapters.
And
you
can put
it
down and come back.
Go back.
Where do you get it?
That's why it's hardcover. You can get it at Amazon and you can get it at BarnesandNoble.com. are the two easiest places. And right now, we're still working on getting it into Borders and Barnes & Noble stores.
And it's an easy one to remember because life is one big to-do list. And this should be at the top of the
Terry
list.
Terry Lee Ryan, do you have a website or something for your other books that are out there?
I do. My website is terryleeryan.com. And that's my contact information. I'm also having, if you get the book, which I hope you do, I'm having a book signing party at the Omni Hotel, Chicago, on May 13th. It's a Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And I'd love to have you bring your book down.
Excellent. Okay. Why don't you give us a call that weekend, and we'll promote it as well.
Terrific.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Terrific. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
it was
thanks
a pleasure
for coming
to meet
in.
You. Thank you so much.
Terry Lee Ryan, Life is One Big To-Do List, Woman's Life After 40. Part of that to-do list for us, Maura, is doing a radio show each and every Sunday, Women of Mass Discussion.
That's right.
Wendy Snyder here.
Maura Miles here on the Big 89 WLS.